bhakti will come. After that, when bhava will come, then vastu siddhi, sarva siddhi will come. And after sarva siddhi, then vastu siddhi will come. You will give up this body totally. And you may come in the om bhava gopi. And then something will be practiced there to practice there. What? There is something. In that body prem may come, not in this body. This body cannot tolerate prem. At once you will die. This body will die. It will bind. At once if prem will come. Never you can in this body. So for that prem, oh, that Shuddha Sattva body is essential. There may be so many causes that love, prem, should go away. Prem tutne ka karan upasthit hone par bhi jo prem navnavayamam drishti se nitya vardhakya hota rahata hai usse prem kahte hain. What?
True love is that love which does not break even when there is a cause to break it.
But sufficient cause.
There is sufficient cause. And instead of breaking, it becomes more and more new and fresh.
New. Unlimited it goes. Then it is called brain. Not like worldly persons, our lust, that in a day or 2 days or someday, oh, house, wife and husband, marriage, and next day, oh, friendship, very bosom friendship. And if any cause comes, premises go away quickly. Then he becomes enemy. I know so many. There are first bosom friends, after they became
bosom enemies.
Those who were enemies, they became friends. So this is no prem, actually no love. And so that love, it touches our heart, and when it becomes so dense, ghana, very thick, then our heart melts, tears come, and so many symptoms of astasakti comes, then it is called sneha, more sneha. Very thick and thicker. In his lost state, it becomes a pranay. Do you know what is pranay? When lover and beloved becomes no shy, nothing, no different thinking. Like a person goes to bathroom, becomes naked, and in mirror he see himself. No shyness. No? When beloved will with beloved lover will like same. No shame, nothing. Not on thinking that, oh, my sight, my what? Shadow. Since that is, I am myself shadow. No. When they both beloved and beloved will be like this is called pranay. We cannot imagine, but you can hear this anyhow. And after that, man comes. If beloved thinks that if he will do man some anger moves, then my lover must come and pacify. Certainly, it cannot be sin. So that pranay becomes like man. And then Krishna has to come to pacify. Otherwise never. And after that, what becomes? Raga anurag. Or nitya navin. Any beloved is saying to Krishna or Krishna saying to his beloved. Oh, I have never met, I have never seen Krishna. Who is that black person? And then it comes so high. Then it is called Mahabhava. Very high class of this. Very high class. In Bhaktivedanta Swami, it has been told. If we will come to this stage, then we can realize something of love of Radha and Krishna, who is Radha, who is Krishna. But yet, I am getting some glance. Glance, okay? Like a shadow thing. Because I am not a realized person. But always thinking. So I am getting some idea of that. Then, what is Mahabhava? When Radha and Krishna, they meet together, they forget themselves, that who am I, who are you? Only ecstatic, what? Love. Only love is there. And love controls them both. Krishna does not know that I am Krishna. Srimati Radhika never. Especially, this is the mood of Radhika, not of Krishna, because Krishna is the object of love and Radhika is container of, abode of love. So this mood will come. That, who am I? She forgets. Who is Krishna? She forgets. And thinks we are one. And only she thinking like that. Paila hirad, nain bhanga vela. No duty, nothing was there. Duty, you know? Messenger. No messenger was to between our love. Only these eyes were there. High class of rasa raj mahabhava then comes. In Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, Gopi Prem, this Prem is not a very, like a Rasagulla of Calcutta or not a Rasagulla. Here, so many persons make Rasagulla, but not actually like Vrindavan or Calcutta or Rasagulla. Saturated with sweet everywhere, very sweet fragrance. So, like a spoon. So, now, with this thinking, all these things, come to Vrindavan. Leave your body here, from this mortal. Leaving all kinds of your moods, all problems, everything, come with me. We should let us go to Vrindavan. And then, you can realize. Don't remember anything. Now, you should come that Krishna is going to cowherd in Vrindavan. And gopis are telling, what? Akhnatam phalamidam na param vidama. Sakhyo na vivesa yoto vayasyai. Bhaktam brajesa sutayo anuvenu yastam. Jaiva nipitam anurasta kataksam. Oh, there was Basantaritu. Springtime. All the flowers of all seasons were in blossom in Vrindavan. Jamuna was flowing very sweetly, color. So many lotus flowers were there in bosom. And that fragrance was attracting bumblebees. And they are glorifying. Perhaps they were telling Radhe, Radhe, Radhe here and there. And perhaps they became mad. They can match all the bees. bumblebee. And Krishna too laughs and laughs calls. Also their friends blend him with less and less cows, and so many cowherds for him. You cannot imagine. We are only 300 or likewise, not more than that. And if here be less, perhaps they will have no place to sit. And if Krishna is going with his 9 lakh cows of Nanda Baba, and Sridham is coming with 11 lakhs of cows, where they will sit or stand? There will be no seat to stand even. And then where they will graze? And how they will be controlled? Very good. But Dham is also Krishna, like Baldev Prabhu himself. He becomes expansion. And sometimes, what? Expansion and? So Krishna is going to raise grazing cows. They are playing, jumping, and all are telling Krishna, Krishna, Kanhaiya, Bhaiya, Kanhaiya, like this. And gopis are in their houses. So many groups of gopis, of different gopis groups, and they are remembering Krishna as if they are seeing, and they are telling, oh, we know that she has eyes, but only eyes are not sufficient. The eyes have not taken the darshan of Krishna. What Krishna? Which Krishna? Going, Krishna is going. Krishna and Baldev both are there. Baldev is some advance. And Krishna playing on his flute, searching something from his crooked eyes here and there. And so many gopis are standing here and there, and they are making aarti by their eyes, and Krishna is accepting them. So, Nanda Sutta, yes, what? Brajesha Sutayo. Those who have not seen Brajesha Sutayo going to cowherd, their eyes are in hand. Some thunderbolt should come and what? Punish these eyes. No need of having this. But those who have said that Brajesha Sutayo, Brajesha Sutayo means the son of Nanda Baba. Baldev is not son of Nanda Baba, but he has been supported and nourished by Nanda Baba. So he always thinks that my father is Nanda Baba, not Vasudeva or anyone. And to Jasodasi is my mother. So it has been told by Sukadev Brajesha Sutayo. But also some more meaning. What? Brajesha Sutayo. There are two Brajes. Oh, one Nanda Baba and more superior Vishubhanuah. He is also Brajes. Nanda Baba has one son, who? Krishna. And Vishubhanu Maharaj has? But Suta is Radhika, the daughter of Vishubhanu Maharaj. Here Sutascha, Sutascha is Sutayo, by in Sanskrit grammar. So here it has been told, the eyes, when Krishna is going and not seeing to whom? Brajesha to Aradha and Krishna. What they are doing? Krishna was playing on floor. Ram has advanced, give chance. Gopis surrounded Krishna, and Radhika made with Krishna. He forcibly took the float of Krishna. Anubenu Yustam, And then she began to play, and Krishna became so attractive that I cannot do like this. And he is looking with crooked eyes, very attractive. If this scene has not seen that, these eyes are like just thunderbolt eyes. One come, finish this. I don't want. And Sakhi is totally telling. Explanation of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, very interesting. Oh, let us go to see Krishna. Oh, just now Krishna is in line. You should go. But another Sakhi is telling, don't tell loudly. If your father-in-law is here, at once he will punish you. Don't tell. Oh, what he will do? His daughter is going, himself she is going. I don't see her. Oh, but there is a reason for fear. We should not go to Krishna. Oh, let us go. This scene will never be seen again. And life is very short. And if you will Krishna will go, you can see this scene. So please come. We should come and we will meet Krishna. Oh, how it can be? Oh, Krishna's sweet voice and his face is so beautiful and attractive. Then when you will see by eyes, he will attract you and you will give up your dharya, patience, dharma, patibhakta dharma, and lajja same at all. And then you will be desperate and you will get rid of. Let us come. So, Prajesa Surpayo Anube Nujustam Jaivar Nitam Anurap Kataksham. They were all doing like this thing. And so many things, Purna Pulinda. And then Krishna decided after that coming Sarat Ritu, we should season. भगवान अभी तारात्रि सर्व फुल्ल मल्लिका विचरन तुम मनश्चक्रे योग माया उपासित. गोपी हैज नो डिजायर बट कृष्ण हैज डिजायर. व्हाट डिजायर? भगवान अभी ही स्वयं भगवान ही आत्माराम यू नो आत्माराम Atmakam, self-satisfied, no wishes, nothing, Atmaram. But yet, when he remembered gopis, at once he was remembering what yog mayam upasitaha, yog maya. What is the meaning of yog maya? The power of Krishna, Hladini Shakti, like Parashakti of Krishna, who manages everything is called Yogmaya. Where there will be Yogmaya? No influence of this material Mahamaya, nothing. That is why in Vrindavan, in Golok Vrindavan, everything is managed and controlled by Yogmaya. There is no influence of Mahamaya. So any jiva who are serving Krishna, any soul, they cannot forget Krishna and they cannot come from there. This illusion maya. They cannot fall down. So, Krishna, rantum manas chakre. Oh, he decided at once that I should do a bihar, a pastime, that anyone here, this pastime, all will be attracted and they will be liberated and they will follow the principles of bhakti yoga and quickly they will go to the Golokinda. There is no other powerful way or process. he is so merciful. So out of his mercy he did like so. Then Banam chatta komal gobhi ranjitam jagau kalam bhamadrisha manoharam. He took his throat. It was evening time, after evening. Moon, like golden moon, full moon, was coming from east side. As if she had so much gulal. Gulal means red color. And the east direction is like his beloved. And by his kiran, by his hand, raised. Oh, he took so much gulal and he poured on the face of Purva-Disha. Like he remembered this, and at once he took his clothes on his lips. And jagam kalau means make a very sweet tune. What tune was that? It is written in this, the seed mantra, cling by this. All gopis thought that Krishna is calling Radha. Lalita, all are thinking that he is calling to me only, not to anyone. The essence of Gopal mantra is this clinging. How? Kalam, ka-la. And Bhamadrisha Manoharam, A-A-E-E in Sanskrit language. The fourth letter is called Bhamadrisha. It is like a grammar here also, essence of grammar. So ka or combine, and a, a, e, e. E means it came here, that it became clean. And Manoharam, what Manoharam? What? Deity of mind is moon. So moon, what? Chandrabindu. Chandrabindu like a dot. In Sanskrit it is called Anuswar. Then it becomes clean. And by clean all gopis thought that Krishna is only calling me. And they came. When they came, Krishna saw. I'm telling very briefly to come to my point. This is also like a bhumika. I'm giving introduction for my subject. So when all gopis assembled like mad, if any thief has taken his golden ornament in, and if anyone is persuading a thief, here Krishna flute sound is like a thief. And he entered in the heart of gopis and took away their hearts. And quickly coming to Krishna with their hearts. As if all the gopis were following that sound and they are coming to Krishna. Thinking that I am alone coming to Krishna for my heart. Ajagmo anno annam alakshito jama javalo lokundala. All like it, storming like mad, they all came to Krishna. Krishna saw and now he was just smiling and telling to gopis, oh my dear gopis, you are high class of devotees. I know that you came to see this Vrindavan, scenery of Vrindavan, and in that especially to see me, because I am Supreme Personality of Godhead. So you come to see me. Now you have seen me, And you have seen this very beautiful scenery of Vrindavan, Jamuna, and everything you have seen. Now you should return. You must return. If any chest lady is there, she should not come alone with any other person, any other male person. If their husbands are so ugly, nevertheless, attacked by any disease, they cannot do anything, penniless, or their kubja. A chest lady should serve their husband. This is Vedic culture. I know that you have husband. You should return and serve your husband. If you are not doing, then you are going from Vedic culture and you will have to go to hell. So positively, certainly you should return. Krishna gave so many examples that you, from Vedas and here and there, you must go later. Then gopis were thinking that Krishna is joking or really he is telling what is this fact. So one gopi told that, "O Gurudev, namaskar to you. You are my Gurudev. And we think that a high class of this teaching, instruction cannot give anyone. So you are really our Guru. And in Sanskrit has been told that faster you worship your Guru than to anyone. Anyone begins from, so you are Gurudev, you should accept our worship. And then we will worship to our husbands and to Bhagavan or to Narayan, to anyone. This should worship, first to you. And if you are not accepting, then you are breaking the law of all dharmas. You are responsible for this. So it will be, you will have to take the reaction of these things. Especially you have told, Je jathāṁ māṁ prapadjante, tāṁ tathaiva bhajānyam, vam vātmān vatsante, manushyā pārtha sarvasah. Those who are worshipping me, they are meditating me, or what they are doing, or according to their qualities, I must give a reward. So you are serving me or you are not taking, so you are guilty. You will have to bound to suffer. They told so many things that Krishna became, he could not as he plowed. And then after that there became some rush, dance and singing and all. After that Krishna disappeared from rush. All began to lament and cry bitterly cry. All they became totally mad. They began to ask from trees, creepers, animals even, from Jamuna, "Have you seen Krishna? Have you seen Krishna?" like this. After that they began to do Leela. Leela means, some gopis became himself Krishna, thinking I am Krishna. And they took his cloth like this, "I am Krishna." And taking Govardhan, "See how I am." And some began to take another lady and she sat on the breast of that lady, "I am Krishna," and she is Putana. "And how I am doing, killing this Putana." Some were playing on floor and, "How sweet I am." Then you should see. So they began to do. They became totally mad. And then they began to sing jayate hikam janmana prajah swayate indira swasvadat prahi daita drishyatam tichutavaka paridhita sabastam dhisham tava kathamritam katta jivanam kabhijivitam kalmasapam savanamangalam srimadasatam bhavikrishantite suridayanam tava kathamritam one gopi is telling tava kathamritam Amrita, or your pastimes and all your speaking are how? Like nectar. If anyone feeling so much problems and he is upset in this world, feeling so much pain in this world, he is burning in the frost fire of so many problems, if they will hear Harikatha, everything will be pacified. So Krishna Katha is like Amritam. And those who are distributing this nectar, they are most high class of donors. So in this world, those who are taking Srimad Bhagavata and giving, distributing these kinds of love and affection to others, so they are high class of donors. And some are telling opposite to this. Tava katha amritam, your name and your pastimes and the teachings are your words like poison, mritam. We realize this. We are very happy in our worldly things. But when you saw and heard your words, and we become like that. All kinds of problems came. And now we are homeless. We have no very drop of love and affection for our homes, husbands, children, nothing. Now we are there. Those who are preaching these things and telling the Harikatha, they are like enemy, cutter, and like butcher. Why? By making here, distributing these things. Oh, if animal hears, he will give up his home. Husband will give up his wife, and wife will give up his husband. And without home, homeless, they will become homeless, and they will come to one, like forest, like birds, weeping himself, and making weeping their family, whole family. So don't hear this. Be very careful. And those who are taking Bhagavatam here and telling that I will not take any fee, come and only hear Krishna Katha, oh, they are like butchers. They will cut your affections from worldly and you cannot be happy in this world. So don't hear all these things. So many groups of gopis are making so many groups of meaning of same slope, and several, so many kinds of earth are coming in this. Sukhdev Goswami has given some ideas, but Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, like Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and so many. Each group separate meaning. After that, Krishna came, appeared in them. And he became so beautiful there, smiling, but with same he is coming, appeared in their council. Then, so many posture it has been told here, I am coming to my point there. Any gopis took the hands of Krishna on the soldier. Anyone, someone, other, she could put it in her lap. Some, he took his betel nuts from his mouth hand. Some distance, they were looking towards Krishna with crooked eyes, with arrow light. How we work? We gave up everything for you. We became homeless. We left our husband and everything, even our shyness, dharya, dharma, everything. We left. And you left in a moment to us. We know that there are three kinds of persons. Those who have any prem, they do pray. What? What means? This is one kind of. And another, if you are not loving, but a person is so perfect that he loves. And third class, whether you are loving or not, he has no love for anyone. There are three kinds of person in this world. I think any of one you are. So in these three, which are you are? Reacting that we are loving you, but you are not loving. Krishna told this that let me hear. If anyone is loving and reciprocal, another is loving. This is not pure love. This is like a business. You are loving and you want that he should love you. But I am not like this. This is like a business. No transcendental or pure love. Nothing. So I am not among them. And those not loving, but yet he is loving. Who are they? Like father, mother. Some, after they became some young, they give up their father and mother. But even father, mother have so much love and affection. They can do something against them. But even father and mother, always loving them, without any doubt. Oh, this is somewhat there is some real religion there and some actual doubt. But I am not among these persons. And the persons who love anyone, but they don't love, they have not loved. Whether you are loving him or not, he is not going to love anyone in this world. These are of four kinds. Atmaram, Atmakam, Guru Drohi, or Krishnam, Dyoguri. Try to understand. Those who are Atmakam, no requirement anything. Like Sukadeva Goswami or Sanat Sanandan, they have no worldly desire or any desire. They are Atmakam or Atma, self-satisfied. Krishna is satisfied in all ways. They have nothing to take from anyone and then satisfied. So it may be that those who are satisfied Atmakam or Atma Raman, they are Ramaning in his Atma. Means? This. And third, akṛtavya, ungrateful creature, like animals. Father Maran doing so many things for children, and they are so ungrateful that give up their father mother. And Guru Drohi, not only this, giving up them. They give so many problems to their father and mother. They may think that, oh, why he is not dying? They may shoot their father and mother, thinking they are my enemy. But really they are not enemies. So they are Guru Drohi. But I am not among any of my enemies. So how many became? First, second, and the fourth, sixth time. And not among. I am your beloved. You are my beloved. I only disappeared to increase your love, as if there is chintamani, desire stone, or making gold such a stone. Anyhow, he was very poor, and he was very poor man. And after that he had, by chance, he had a such a stone or desire. After some time he neglected, he did not knew that this is such a stone. And anyhow anyone took it away, stolen away. Then he was searching. And one asked him, what you are searching? Oh, that a stone. It was very beautiful. And anyone has taken it. Oh, this was not an ordinary stone. It was what? It was chintamani. It can give everything as you desire. And then he began to be, I have lost that thing. So, first I came to you, appear, and then I disappear. Only to increase your love and affection for me, and to be more and more nearer to me. You are my beloved, I am your beloved. I cannot repay you in lakhs and lakhs. But na pare ham nirvadya sanjujan sasad kritya vibudha jutapiva ma bhajana durjara griha shinkala sambritya tadva prasadhana. Krishna is telling that I cannot repay in lakhs and lakhs, but gopis are not sadhak. Gopis are not siddha. Who are gopis? Himself Krishna, Vikadiyoha Pradhika. But he is testing all these things. These are not ordinary things, they are all more than transcendental. So, Krishna and gopis are like these. Those who will hear all these things, always remembering all these past times, and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. This is the essence of all these instructions that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given. And Rupa Goswami is telling, Tannam Rupa Charitadi Sukhastanam Kramena Rasana Manasi Yoshya Tishthan Prithi Sadan Raji Janan Ram Kalam Naed Akhilam Ityu Padeshataram. Always chanting these name of Hare Krishna and thinking these powerful three persons of Krishna, being in Vrindavan, in guidance of any rasik and bhavuka, high class of devotees. Then everything is discussed. This is the essence of all. If you have been in Vrindavan, but you are thinking of any so many problems here and there, you are not in the guidance of any rasik Vaishnava, then you are bound to do offenses to Vrindavan Dham, to Vaishnava, like lakhs and lakhs are doing, and giving up their faith and again returning, doing nonsense. So this is the process. You will have to come in this process. So I get a glimpse, outline of this. After that, what became? Vrindavan Leela was completed. And Akur was sent by Kans to take Krishna and Baldev to save their father and mother, Vasudev and Devaki. Vasudeva and Devaki. Why? Kansa has put them in.
Yeah.
And he is getting so much suffering. Sometimes he is kicking by his feet on their bed case. Abusing so much. Why? Where you have kept your child? I know that he has taken birth from you, but you have sent. Tell where he is, otherwise I will kill you. And daily he comes and he killed his 6th son. And 7th was sent to Gokul in the womb of Rohini. And 8th was Krishna, but strictly it was sent to Gokul. And he mixed in Purna Krishna in Yashoda womb. So where he had kept, so he was making so much problems for Devi and Vasudeva. So Kansa was realizing that we sent so many demons to kill Krishna in Gokul and here and there. But they were all killed, never they came to give any message and report. So I cannot kill him there. So we should try to invite them that they should come and we play a very good play here in the sacrifice yajna of arena of Shankar, Rangeshwar Mahadev.